Welcome back, everybody, to Wrestling Weekly. I'm Doc Young, alongside my broadcast partner, Les Thatcher. We're back. We're live. It's the severe weather version of Wrestling Weekly here tonight, and we're going to just pick up where we left off and finish up the show. We've got our featured guest on the line right now. She's, of course, the daughter of the legendary Carrie Von Erich of the, of course, legendary Von Erich family. Lacey Von Erich is with us. Lacey, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and talking with us.
Thank you. I'm excited.
It's cool.
What are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm going to tell you that I wrestled your grandfather.
That's what I'm going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're really old.
I am real old.
Lacey.
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> Yeah, she's right. I'm Dirt and I are about the same age, but... Yeah, I started in the business in 1960, and then I first wrestled your grandfather. I live in Cincinnati, and I started wrestling for the Indianapolis office for Jim Barnett, and Fritz was one of the big stars there at that point in time. So
that very was, cool.
Yeah, so I had bought tickets to see him, so I was scared to death and everything. But anyway, that's how far back I go with your family. And there is quite a history, and I don't think anybody has to ask why you might have decided to take a shot at professional wrestling.
It's a big surprise to me, too, and my whole family. My family was like, what, you want to wrestle? Because I was doing an advertising company and everything else, but I don't know, it's in my blood. I'm very athletic, and I always want to do everything like extreme sports and dirt biking and cliff diving and... I guess wrestling was the next step. I could put it all in one and get paid for it.
So. How old were you when you realized that you wanted to wrestle?
I don't know. I guess it's always been in the back of my mind that it would be really cool, like the waste of being his daughter if I didn't. You know? like a little genetic lottery. I should, like, why not? So, I don't know. I was pretty young, but I never thought that I'd ever get the opportunity. And then WWE called me and asked me to do their developmental. And I decided to do it, and I thought, I was kind of skeptical. They said you could either wrestle or just ballet or just model for us or do some hosting things. But you have to have ring safety. So no matter what, everyone has to go in developmental.
Right. So they contacted you first. Were you wrestling at the time?
Yeah, they contacted me for a few months. They were actually contacting my Uncle Kevin and my cousins and stuff. They got their email address, and they were like, we have to get a hold of her. And finally, Uncle Kevin called me, or my cousin Kristen, and they said, we're going to send you all the emails they sent us. And so I called John Laurinaitis up, and they sent me out to Raw. But I never even got to see the show. But I haven't been around it since I was a little girl because, you know, it was always really hard on me because Daddy passing away and everyone else. Mm-hmm. So whenever I went there and I was backstage, like the smell of the Bengay and like they were taping up, like I just started crying and it just smelled like home. It's not like my childhood. And I was like, this is what I definitely want to do. Like it just feels right.
Right.
So.
I
signed the contract that night.
Were you already wrestling independently when they were trying to get a hold of you?
No, I had an advertising company and was just surfing, and
wow.
I was doing a little rock band. I was learning how to play bass guitar. Like, my life was really simple.
So this was just kind of just out of nowhere.
This was out of nowhere.
I mean, obviously high school, but. Have you been in college? Have you taken any college courses at all?
I did college courses and stuff at UT, I left it like right away almost, and because I was running away from Texas, and I moved to Miami Beach when I was 18 years old and got my real estate license the same week I arrived there, and. And then I got engaged for 3 years and had my little boy.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
And how old is your son?
My son is 15 months.
Oh.
So he's going to be fourth generation.
Well, that's great.
What's his name?
What's his name?
So, Daniel.
Daniel. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Daniel Robert Carey Fitzgerald Jr.
So for now, you've dropped some of this other stuff you're doing to go ahead and go to Florida.
I dropped everything. Yeah. I dropped everything. Yeah. This is what I really want to do. And, you know, I'm just in Hermosa, and I'm doing some of the indie stuff, and I have a few things coming up. And I don't know. I've been contacted by a few wrestling federations that just want me to come in and do some things, and I'm staying busy, so I'm really excited about my future in it.
What was it like first stepping into developmental?
Well, they were really careful with me, because they weren't careful with everyone else, like, really going in. Like, some of the other girls, they kind of threw them into a pit, but not me. Like, but I was the one, like, I can do a backflip off the top rope, like, let me do it, because, you know, I've done gymnastics my whole life and stuff. I was like, it's so easy, just let me do it. And they're like, no, 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 and they wouldn't let me bump at first. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to do it, and if I hurt myself, then it's your fault, because you didn't teach me. Everyone else is doing it, and that's me. Like, I'm a daredevil, so I just want to do it. And so everyone else was bumping one day, and I just did it. And they're just like, fine, you can do it. And I did it perfectly, and so I got to do it from then on. So
they had you doing a lot of conditioning at first?
Yeah, they did, like, just the same. There's like a little list of moves that we go over, you know, just the same moves over and over and over again until you perfect them. You don't realize, like, how much goes into, like, one move, like your facial expressions and how you act and, like, everything, you know. Just one move is 1,000 moves, you know what I mean?
Right.
You have to think of 1,000 different things. So it takes a while to get the list down, but eventually I think I was doing pretty good. So I hit a lot of obstacles in Tampa.
How did you like working with Dr. Tom?
Oh, I love Dr. Tom.
Good.
So nice. Him and Steve Kern.
They weren't too hard on you, were they?
No, they're not hard at all. They're actually really sweet. They always make sure that everybody's okay, and I don't know, they helped me out a lot when I was down there. I don't know what I would do if I had any other coaches, really, because they act all tough and everything, like, when we're at matches, or especially when we're doing a show or anything. Like, they're really, like, tough at a show. Like, just get out there, da-da-da, and, like, us girls are, like, hurting our feelings, and the guys are like, okay, you know. And we're like, oh, he yelled at me. If you talk to him afterwards, he's like, you know, it's just business. I just do it to light the fire under your ass. So.
Right.
Tom and I worked as trainers in WWE together, but also independently outside the company. And he's a great trainer. I mean, he's got a great feel. And, you know, especially for the minor, the little stuff that makes the big stuff work, and I think that's so important, too.
I had been training for a couple months, and I hadn't gotten in the ring with Dr. Tom yet. Trained for a couple of months with the girls and everything, and then, and you know, everything was, like, pretty light and, like, training, and then I get in the ring with Dr. Tom, and he's, like, you know, whenever he locks up and everything, I had huge, like, welts on my arms, like, red. Like, he really gets after it and really shows you how it feels, like for the moves and everything. Like, he is strong, and, like, he's really tough with the girls. I'm like, he's up, and he's like, this is wrestling, Lacey, not ballet. That's what they used to always say to me. And I'm like, I know. I can do it too.
Did you enjoy valeting over there? I think that you did.
I valeted like 3 times, and I thought it was fun. I love cheating for the guys and stuff. I always thought that was really fun.
Do you prefer the wrestling over that, though?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So much more fun. I didn't really get a big adrenaline rush just going out there with a guy. But whenever you're about to wrestle and you have to remember your match and, like, it's like what you have to do, and I don't know. I really love the wrestling side of it.
And how
the fans react. So.
Yeah, one of the big matches you had when you were down in Florida Championship Wrestling was the Battle of the Third Generation Divas.
Right.
You versus Natty Neidhart. How nervous were you before that?
I was really nervous. That was my first match I'd ever done, ever, in front of an audience.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was really nervous. I was shaking pretty bad, and then before we went out there, I knew Natty was going to slap me. Okay, so I just put her to it as hard as she can or whatever. Good. And I go out there and she slaps me and I forget everything. I forget my whole match. I'm like, oh my God, all I can think about is how my face hurt. I was like, oh my God, I can't. I'm like, okay. I'm like going off the ropes and I'm like almost hit her. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what. But it ended up being okay and like it was really fun and Natty was kind of hard on me afterwards and stuff, and it was really fun.
Who are some what you have? What is your age exactly?
I'm 21.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you've had an advertising agency. You've had your real estate license. You're a mother. Mm-hmm. You've wrestled. What? You've stuffed a lot into a short period of time.
I know. Well, you know what, my mom was gone a lot, like, growing up and stuff. I mean, not a lot. She, like, partied a lot, and I really took care of me and my sister. You know, I always cooked and cleaned, and I've always kind of been a mom. I'm really used to being a mom. So the mom side of things is really comes naturally to me. And I've always been, like, I've always had roommates and stuff, too, and I've always been a mom to them, like, cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and always keeping the house clean, and so that is the easiest job I have. And then the advertising company is, I do graphic design and stuff. And I could do that. I could wake up at 7 a.m. and do it to midnight, and I really don't feel like I did anything all day. Like, I love it so much. It's a big passion of mine is graphic design, will be good for wrestling because I advertise myself.
Obviously, you're adventuresome in as much as trying all these different things, too. I mean, do you mm-hmm. like with the real estate or the advertising or the graphic design, aside from the wrestling, is this something that you just decide, this interests me? And I obviously, you and I have one thing. When I do something, I immerse myself in it. Either I'm going to do it the best of my ability or I'm not going to do it at all. And my guess would be you're the same way.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I definitely think I'm that way, and I hope I didn't give FCW a bad impression by having to leave and stuff, but I had a lot of stuff happen in that short of period of time. Like, I got my car totaled, I had a crazy roommate, like, that, like all sorts of, like, stuff that was happening, and whenever I came home for Thanksgiving, I was like, I just wanted to relax for a little bit, and so John's letting me do that.
So it was you that left Florida Championship?
John called me and said, do you think this would be best? Like, because of everything that's been happening to you, they know all the drama. That's a lot. Dr. Tom and Steve Kern, like, really helped me when I was down there with all this drama happening and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love them so much, is because I really couldn't have gotten as far as I did without them, because everything that happened, like, that's just the summary of everything that happened. There's a lot of stuff in between that had nothing to do with wrestling.
Right.
Like, me going to practice every day, I loved going to practice, and every day when I left practice, I thought, like, I can't believe this is my job. Like, it was so much fun, you know, and everyone's, like, your best friend, and everyone that I wrestled and stuff, like, all the guys and the girls, and we'd all go out, and I don't know, I loved it. And
two of those,
I want to go back to it.
That you train with down there. I started in the business, Sean Osborne and Chet the Jet.
I love Sean.
Yeah,
I really did love Sean.
Who was
Ted DiBiase and stuff was really nice. Junior, I guess.
Who were some of the guys that you were friends with that you hung around down there?
I guess Ted. He was one of my friends. I didn't really hang much around the guys, the Spirit Squad, you know, those guys. I mostly hung out with the girls, you know. The twins were my really good friends, Brianna and Nicole Garcia. They actually helped me out a lot. I used to stay with them all the time, and me and Bree were really good friends.
The coach in the chat room, he says, Lacey sounds like the perfect wife. Does she drink beer and watch football too?
Oh my God, that is so mean. You know, when I went out to Raw, John and them were like, "Do you need anything?" And I was like, "If y'all have Bud Light, that'd be great." And they like laughed it off, and I was thinking like, "Oh, I mean, I'm really serious." And actually, the Cowboys not being in the Super Bowl this year killed me, and I was boycotting the Super Bowl. And then the third quarter, I had to turn it on.
So you're a Cowboys fan?
I'm a huge Cowboys fan.
Ah.
When I was at the bar and stuff, I was watching the Cowboys and the Giants playing, and they lost. I was on the floor, like, almost crying. I had to leave and go home, and all my friends are calling, like, "Where are you?" I was like, "I'm just really upset right now."
Well, at least for any Cowboys fan, they can be secure in the knowledge that the eventual champion beat them, so it kind of like they came in second, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
If you rationalize it.
I didn't even think about that. Okay, that's how I'm going to think.
if you rationalize it that way, that's how it came out. What was your team, Les? I don't remember.
Redskins.
The Redskins.
So Lacey and I are mortal enemies. The Redskins and the Cowboys are mortal enemies.
Whatever.
You know, Lacey, I want to, due to the family background, do you feel any pressure that you have to be special, that you have to perform better than anybody else? I mean, we all probably feel that way when we try this business, but do you feel that? I mean, do you feel that pressure?
No, it's not so much as better, but as of, like, I guess I want to bring, like, old school to the table. Like, I don't think fans want to see me, like, dressed trashy and, like, not wrestling well. You know, I want to bring, like, talent. And, you know, and still be classy. Like, this is my family that I'm representing. It's not like I'm some, like, girl off the street that's like, "I really want to wrestle," and, like, dress all trampy and get in the ring, you know?
Right.
Like, I have daddy and everyone else looking down on me, so I don't want to go out there and, I don't know, I don't want to disappoint them, you know? And Uncle Kevin, would kill me. But you know, I still want to be sexy, and I just want to, I don't know, I guess I want to make my family proud, and my family's already really skeptical too about me doing wrestling and stuff, so I want them to know that it's not all about drugs and partying and all that kind of stuff, that I'm going to do this for my career, and I'm going to put my full heart into it, and I'm going to do a really good job. So
did you, when you first came into the developmental, did you get any heat from some of the other trainees who may have thought that you were only there because of your last name?
You know, everyone's really nice. I don't know what they said about behind my back or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I guess I got more heat, like, on the internet and stuff, and those kind of people, I don't really care, like, whatever. Say what you want, but I do love the bands that say, like, "Long live the Von Erichs," and support me. Like, I always write back to them. But whenever, like, whatever, I'm trying. And for people that are like, "She didn't even wrestle before WWE," it's like, well, I didn't really have a chance. Like, I was doing other things. I'm only 21, and I'm a mom, and I was doing advertising. Like, I didn't really have a space open for that. But WWE really made that big window, and I made it a door. Like, I turned the window into something a lot bigger and dropped everything for it. So, and that's what I'm going to do from now on. So, hope people will like it or not that Von Erichs are back.
Have you been do you watch any TNA on TV at all?
Not really.
Have you given any thought to maybe working with them at one point?
Yeah, definitely. I would work with TNA. It depends, you know, like what they want. I mean, I would do it. I don't think I'd refuse it. Like, if I wasn't with WWE or anything like that, then I would work with them.
Are you working steady with any particular independent group on the West Coast now, or just freelancing everywhere?
I'm just freelancing. You know what? How I got my wrestling bookings was through MySpace. I actually never check my messages because I have a lot, and I just haven't really lately because I've been busy. And one day I was kind of bored, and I was just checking my messages, and some of them said bookings, and I was like, wow, like, maybe I can get some jobs out of this, like, because I'm not with them right now, and extra money. So I started calling people back, and then I have 8 wrestling matches booked in, like, the next 2 months. So
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It went fast.
You know, I was looking for your MySpace after we had booked you to do the interview for the show. I was looking for your MySpace, and I came across four, just right off the bat, posers on MySpace. So that's kind of flattering, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I really want to look that up right now.
one of those proposals was Doc Slacy.
No, posers.
Oh, this is proposal.
No. People who pretend to be Lacey on MySpace.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
You're not really famous until somebody, you know, pretends to be you on MySpace. That's my that's my motto. That's my whole thing in life there.
It's, okay, I like that. That was mean.
I think it's true. So I mean, so that
I really want to look it up. I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm gonna search for myself.
Are you getting a lot of ring time out there now? I mean, is there some school or training center where you're getting a chance to get in the ring with any consistency during the week?
Not really. I just left them about a month ago or a month and a half, and I haven't really got a lot of ring time, but, you know, February 23rd, I'm going out to, I think, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I guess I'm doing, like, a DVD and stuff for them. And I guess I'll get some ring time then. I'll be able to practice. And then after that, I have a few things in March.
That's the all-girl fed in North Carolina, right? Or
In North Carolina?
You remember what group it was, the name?
Yes. It is EVD Lingerie. I'm looking at my calendar. That's, I don't know, it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. I just have it here. Let me look at my event details.
Are you on MySpace right now?
No, I'm on Google Calendar. I just now looked at the MySpace thing and I see the posers. It's crazy.
Is that kind of flattering?
Yeah, it is, but I want to be like, you're not Lacey. I have to put my official MySpace or something, I guess.
Yeah, you have to put the official MySpace. What is your official MySpace, anyway, for everybody to know?
My official MySpace is... Okay, I wrote this whenever I wasn't in WWE or doing anything, and I was pregnant, okay?
Okay.
But it's sexymama717.
MySpace.com.
So it's MySpace.com. sexymama717.
Okay.
I know it's terrible. I can't change my URL now.
Yeah, once you put that in there, it's there, so.
I know. It's terrible. They're like, really, Lacey? 717's my birthday, so.
So what do you got coming up as far as dates?
Dates?
Wrestling dates, not...
Oh, okay, good. Oh, thank God.
It's not one of those kind of interviews.
Well, I have the one in North Carolina on the 23rd. And then I guess I have Texas Championship Wrestling on the 21st, which is in March. And then I have the Russ Martin Show coming up on the 15th.
Excellent.
So I have a lot of stuff coming up. Heavy on Wrestling, I'm doing that on the 3rd of April. So I'm just looking through my calendar right now.
Oh, okay.
My manager actually set all the stuff up, so I'm just looking through it. I don't know. They just they call me the day before and say, hey, you're flying out tomorrow. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I'm ready.
You just have to be spontaneous. How does that, you know...
Oh, I'm so spontaneous.
How does that work with your son, you know?
Oh, he's so cool. He's very laid back. Like, I think I'm the definition of spontaneous. Like, when I moved to Miami when I was 18, I moved in one day. Basically running away because this guy asked me to marry him. And I had my dress, everything. My family didn't like him. And so in one night, I packed up everything I owned in one night, and I moved. And then I called him when I got to Miami. I can't do it. And then I was living in South Beach, still after the 3 years, and I had my son, and I broke up with my fiance that was out there, and I decided that Vegas sounded really fun. Like, I'd never been to Vegas, and they wanted me to be a bunny at the Palms. Mm-hmm. So I moved out to Vegas that week.
What does a bunny do, exactly?
A bunny is a cocktail waitress that just dresses up in a bunny suit at the Palms, at the Playboy Club.
Like the Playboy Club, Doc.
Nice. Oh, the Playboy Club. I know that.
The Playboy Club at the Palms. Yeah. So I go there, and I move Daniel there, my son, and everything, and I get this crappy little place behind the MGM Grand. And I go there, and they say, you're not 21? I was like, what?
That's what was going through my head just now. How can you serve cocktails if you're not 21 yet?
No, it's not cocktails, because you can actually get a license to sell cocktails. Like, I worked at Hooters when I was, like, 18, because I was 18. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. You just get a license to sell it. But it was a casino inside there.
That's true, too, yeah.
Serve
yeah.
alcohol or be inside a casino without being 21.
So you never got to be inside one of those Vegas casinos?
No, I have.
Wow.
They didn't card me.
So you're going to be heading back, aren't you?
No, that wasn't... actually a really terrible environment for my son.
Really?
I thought I'd do it for some quick money, and then I'd live wherever I felt like. I was thinking Manhattan, New York. And then my friend said that Hermosa Beach, California was, like, so awesome and everything, so I moved from Las Vegas to Hermosa Beach, and I started surfing and learning how to play the guitar and doing whatever I wanted, and it was such a nice, like, family atmosphere here. There's a lot of young families and a whole bunch of single moms and bunch of beautiful people that are down to earth. So I live here now. I'll live here for a while, I think.
Wow. So you're settling down now?
I think so, you know, until the next best thing comes along.
I'll tell you what, if you'd have been born at a different time, you would have made it sounds like you would have made a great flower child.
Oh my God, I know.
Nomad type thing. Lacey, we're running out of time. I really want to thank you for being on. Guys, check out Lacey's MySpace page at myspace.com/sexymama
717.
Lacey Von Erick, guys. Lacey, best of luck to you. We hope
to
hear a lot more
about
you.
Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I had a fun time talking to you.
Excellent. We'll talk to you again soon, and hopefully, we'll see more of you as far as
you definitely will.
Wrestling dates. All right. Thank you very much, Lacey Von Erick, guys. Here on Wrestling Weekly. It's going to wrap things up. Les, it's nasty outside. It's wet. I'm not feeling well tonight. We're going to end the show. I'm going to go to bed.
All right.
That's
works
what I'm going to do.
Next week we've got Rob Van Dam, and I'm out of here.
Next week, Rob Van Dam, guys, be with us on Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then. Good night.